We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Friendly viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band, Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, in Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raykem Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tianmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Japan donates to improve education and water conditions in Nigeria. In humanitarian news, a film documents an Iranian woman who cycled the world to promote peace and love. In animal news, a bride from the United Kingdom invites Boris, her canine rescuer, to her wedding. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 12th, is the National Day of Mauritius, observing its independence gained in 1968. Situated near southern Africa, east of Madagascar, and surrounded by the Indian Ocean, Mauritius has over 700 species of indigenous plants, some of the world's rarest. The island nation also has a diverse culture. Holidays and events from many traditions are celebrated, including the Hindu Mahashivratri, the Muslim Eid al-Fitr, the Christian All Saints Day, and the Chinese Spring Festival. We wish the warm-hearted citizens of Mauritius a joyful National Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Papua New Guinea. In late February, a deluge of rain and flooding left at least 4,000 villagers affected, with two lives lost, when rivers overflowed, destroying hundreds of homes and wiping out harvests. February 24th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 for emergency supplies if our association's relief team could go. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $159,000 in materials if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Papua New Guinea. Previously, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $30,000 in December 2008 in response to an earlier flood. As in the earlier case, our association's relief team from Australia contributed $3,170 to cover their own travel and related expenses.
With the help of the PNG Power Company, our association's relief team was able to meet with local councilmen and receive permission to conduct the activity, which was rarely given to such an unfamiliar international group. Full support was given in the form of transport vehicles and volunteers. After assessing the most affected Kunding and Bulim villages, the relief team acquired and distributed mosquito nets, cooking pans, cooking oil, and ample rice and flour to the area's 4,000 residents. Villagers openly expressed their delight, and before parting, the region's head man made a speech thanking Supreme Master Qinghai, offering hand-woven articles to her, as well as to each relief team member, as tokens of their gratitude.
We are thankful for the assistance of the Papua New Guinea government, the local headman and councilmen, as well as the PNG Power Company. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional love and aid that brings comfort to those most in need. We pray for the full recovery of Papua New Guinea and for the ceasing of disasters such as these through the greater efforts of all to protect our planet.
Rescued from sinking ship. A cargo ship from Shandong Province, China, was reported sinking off the coast after colliding with a sunken ship in the early hours of the morning. Beihai Rescue Bureau immediately dispatched two vessels to search for the cargo ship, which was successfully found and towed to the nearest port. All 14 crew members are reported safe. Our gratitude, Beihai Rescue Bureau and other officials, for your quick and timely assistance in bringing the crew members to safety. We wish them many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan provides equipment to Morocco for flood protection. With recent flooding in the country leaving 80,000 hectares inundated and thousands without homes, The $8 million donation and equipment is intended to help prevent future loss of life or livelihood. It includes 51 vehicles being contributed for water flow development and levee building. Japan has made ongoing donations in support of the Moroccan government's sustainable development goals, with $26.8 million provided since 1986. Japan, heaven rewards your generous assistance. We wish the Moroccan people ever more protection and stability.
North Korea reopens border for South Koreans. Following a day's closure, North Korea reopened the passageway to allow hundreds of South Korean workers to return home. As travel in the joint industrial area near the North Korean town of Kaesong resumed, North Korean ministry spokesman Kim Ho-nyan said, "Movements of people and vehicles across the border have now returned to normal. We're thankful, Your Excellency, and North Korea for this renewed access, and pray that inter-Korean passage may continue as a gesture of peace and reconciliation throughout the Korean Peninsula."
Celebrating the 60th anniversary of the British Commonwealth, as the day was commemorated in countries worldwide, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II addressed a group of dignitaries and some 1,000 young people at Westminster Abbey in central London. This year's theme was "The Commonwealth at 60, Serving a New Generation," and the Queen reflected on the association's growth from 8 to 53 sovereign states, with a youth population of nearly 1 billion. Remarking on the vital importance of the younger generation, Her Majesty stated, "Together we should continue to work hard to deal with today's challenges so that the young people of today's Commonwealth can realize their aspirations. In that way, we can look to the future with confidence. Our respectful appreciation, Your Majesty, for your wise and unifying insights. Through the upholding of such noble goals, surely the Commonwealth and our world can be a haven of shared understanding and respect for all."
Save our planet. Sea levels predicted to rise to catastrophic levels. During this week's gathering of some 2,000 participants at the International Scientific Congress on Climate Change in Copenhagen, Denmark, revisions in anticipated sea level rise were among the concerns expressed by scientists. The latest figure, which accounts for quicker warming oceans and a faster melting Antarctica and Greenland, now anticipates what could be more than a 1 meter rise before the century's end. More than 600 million people could be affected by the submergence of lands, such as the U.S. state of Florida and island nations like the Maldives, with an additional number who would be more vulnerable than ever to natural disasters such as storms and floods.
Supreme Master Television was present to speak with the participants, where scientists indicated that present human efforts could and must be faster.
We have an enormous amount of inertia which we should be aware of, and that only requires us to take much more vigorous action to bring about change.
Political leaders present at the meeting joined in the scientists' call for urgent change.
If we don't act now, we will stay hostage to outdated energy systems. If we don't act now, we risk catastrophic changes to our climate, causing destabilizing conflicts and massive migration of refugees due to water and food shortages in many parts of the world. And consequently, if we don't act now, we ultimately bring our national security in danger.
We are grateful to the scientists and leaders from countries worldwide for revealing these critical insights on the perilous state of our planet. Let us quickly take heed and make the necessary eco-adjustments to save our beautiful and irreplaceable world. In her response to panelists during the live video conference for the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming in Seoul, Korea, in May 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai likewise urged for rapid action while reminding us of the priority we must place on our food choices.
We have to change. We have to. That's the only way we can save ourselves and the planet and the whole world and other beings in it. Otherwise, even if we dig a hole into the mountain or under the ground to stay away from the sun heat, or we go up in the mountain to avoid the sea rising, there are other calamities will be coming our way. We should move faster and take more actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals. It's not that difficult. It's just a habit that we have to change. That's all.
Save our planet. Vegan diets require less land. Dr. Pamela Martin, a geophysicist at the University of Chicago in the USA, recently appeared on the Earth and Sky radio program to speak about the findings of a 2009 study of the American diet, which she co-authored. Having evaluated a comparison of land requirements for a meat-based versus meat-free diet, she stated, "You need about 4.5 times the amount of land to grow feed that you feed for cattle, versus using that land directly to grow food that we would directly consume." Dr. Martin went on to encourage people to make food choices that ensure a beneficial impact on both health and the environment. Her discussion of this important topic can be found at www.earthsky.org/radioshows. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Martin, for providing yet another of the manifold benefits of a meat-free diet. Let us all turn towards the veg lifestyle to most quickly restore the balance to our earth.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies, deforests the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, causes world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derive from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Dutch scientist awarded for eco-friendly water treatment. Dr. Gert Slettinger was honored with Singapore's Lee Kuan Yew Water Prize 2009 for his environmentally sound and affordable water treatment invention. The method employs oxygen-free anaerobic technology, prevents pollution, and actually produces sustainable energy. The 73-year-old scientist deliberately did not patent his innovation so that everyone could benefit from it, resulting in its wide adoption for both industrial and municipal use. The Lee Kuan Yew Water Prize 2009 is sponsored by Singapore's Millennium Foundation and will award Dr. Lettinger a cash prize of over $193,000. Our respectful accolades and appreciation, Dr. Gertz Lettinger, for not only your eco-water treatment innovation, but also your selfless deeds. Heaven bless your dedication in bringing fellow country persons and people the world over the opportunity to enjoy and cherish abundant clean water.
Save our planet. Women in Tasmania initiate climate change awareness program. The Tas Women Cooling It Project is seeking to reach 10,000 women on the Australian island within the next year to inform them of the warming of the planet and to encourage them to make changes to green their households and better the environment. Sharon Davis of the Tasmanian Women's Council said, "Our objective is to contact as many women in Tasmania as we can who can make a small contribution, which leads on to a larger contribution towards their ideas of reducing their own carbon footprint. Tasmanian Women's Council, our green hats off for your efforts to inspire women in coming together in eco-conscious action. Such supportive and unifying projects surely help put our world on the path to sustainability."
Save our planet. Sustainable forest management creates jobs. Ahead of next week's UN Committee on Forestry meeting in Rome, Italy, a report by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has stated that sustainable forestry practices could create 10 million green jobs globally. Activities would include forest management, development and management of trails and recreation sites, expansion of urban green spaces, restoring forests and planting new ones. In many cases, the improved management could help halt deforestation and reduce carbon emissions while benefiting economies at the same time. Our respectful accolades for your innovative green suggestion, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Such eco-friendly investments in humanity will surely benefit nations and our life-giving trees in every possible way.
Save our planet. Cornell University in New York, USA, receives a $27 million U.S. grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to coordinate international efforts in overcoming a wheat and barley rust disease affecting crops around the world.
Save our planet. Through the country's Green Masdar initiative, the United Arab Emirates is collaborating with the Seychelles government to bring sustainable energy to the Seychelles.
Save our planet. During a visit by Tuvalu Prime Minister Apisai Aiolemia, Formosan, or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou, promised to work closely with the island nation to prevent it from being lost to the sea.
I'm Mariko the Markhor, and I'm completely vegetarian. Today I have a tip for you on feline companions. According to the Humane Society of the United States, cats need toys. It helps to keep them alert and gives them exercise. Please make sure you get toys that are safe for them, without small parts that may get ingested. These could include balls, shower curtain rings, and even a paper bag or cardboard box. Then there are the comfort toys, like a colorful pillow. Playing with your cat friends will also help you build a stronger bond with them. Have fun! Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
Thank you.
In world news, Japan donates over $483,000 to Nigeria. Through its grant assistance for grassroots human security projects, Japan is giving the funds for primary education and water-related projects for six communities in the Federal Capital Territory, or FCT. As part of the plan, several schools will be constructed. Mr. Alhaji Muhammadu Adamu Aliero, Minister of the Federal Capital Territory Administration, expressed appreciation for the gift while emphasizing the importance of having the schools built for FCT. Up to now, Japan has contributed $4.2 billion to Nigeria. Our gratitude, Japan, for your generous support of our West African brethren. May the kind citizens of Nigeria be graced with bright tomorrows.
In humanitarian news, a film features Iranian peace cyclist. Iranian filmmaker Ms. Elam Asadi is documenting the world travels of cyclist Ms. Poupe Mahadvi Nader. In the peace route, during 16 months, Ms. Mahadvi Nader visited countries including Oman, the United Kingdom, the United States, Italy, France, the Netherlands, China, Japan, and New Zealand. She began her journey in 2003, on the first day of Persian New Year, to share greetings of friendship, love, and peace. In addition, she raised funds for Iranian orphans and children in need. The documentary was filmed in northern Iran, Tehran, the Alborz Mountains, and several countries she visited. A book will also be published about her journey. Our applause and appreciation, Ms. Poupe Mahadvi Nader, for your efforts in promoting World of Kindness and for helping Iran's gentle children. We also thank filmmaker Ms. Elam Asadi for sharing this wonderful story. May all see a joyful and serene earth soon. Let harmony begin with each individual. Coming up, a heroic dog is invited to a wedding reception. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspirational news for a loving world. In animal news, a bride from the United Kingdom invites her rescuer, Boris the Canine, to her wedding reception. In 2004, Ms. Zoe Christie from the village of Newton Poppleford was found by Boris, a boxer dog. The weather was very cold, and Boris stayed by Ms. Christie until his human caregiver, Mr. John Richards, saw her. Ms. Christie was immediately flown to a hospital and made a miraculous full recovery. Now she is planning her upcoming wedding. The guests of honor for her reception include Mr. and Mrs. John Richards and the lovely Boris. Her father, Trevor, said, "She owes her life to that dog and his persistence. We wish Miss Christie a joyous marriage and splendid life. Bravo, Boris. Heaven bless your intelligence and compassion. May you and your human caregivers, Mr. and Mrs. John Richards, have many blissful walks and days together."
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Oil and Water.
Two kids met on the street. The first one said to the second, "You know, my teacher told me that oil and water don't mix." The second kid said, "Yes, they do. It just doesn't taste nice."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer Marcella watched Music Making with Angels, Peter Sterling's Heart Magic, on Enlightening Entertainment and wrote,
"I really enjoyed this. Peter's music has touched my heart and soul. Thanks for posting. Marcella."
Gentle Marcella, Peter Sterling's marvelous music sure reminds listeners of celestial spheres. May all be blessed with both the inner and outer divine melodies which bring pure joy to our lives. Thank you for your sweet heartline. With God's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News. Please feel free to share any constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May heaven fill your heart with love and illuminate your journey.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspirational news for a loving world. In animal news, a bride from the United Kingdom invites her rescuer, Boris the Canine, to her wedding reception. In 2004, Ms. Zoe Christie from the village of Newton Poppleford was found by Boris, a boxer dog. The weather was very cold, and Boris stayed by Ms. Christie until his human caregiver, Mr. John Richards, saw her. Ms. Christie was immediately flown to a hospital and made a miraculous full recovery. Now she is planning her upcoming wedding. The guests of honor for her reception include Mr. and Mrs. John Richards and the lovely Boris. Her father, Trevor, said, "She owes her life to that dog and his persistence. We wish Miss Christie a joyous marriage and splendid life. Bravo, Boris. Heaven bless your intelligence and compassion. May you and your human caregivers, Mr. and Mrs. John Richards, have many blissful walks and days together."
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Oil and Water.
Two kids met on the street. The first one said to the second, "You know, my teacher told me that oil and water don't mix." The second kid said, "Yes, they do. It just doesn't taste nice."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer Marcella watched Music Making with Angels, Peter Sterling's Heart Magic, on Enlightening Entertainment and wrote,
"I really enjoyed this. Peter's music has touched my heart and soul. Thanks for posting. Marcella."
Gentle Marcella, Peter Sterling's marvelous music sure reminds listeners of celestial spheres. May all be blessed with both the inner and outer divine melodies which bring pure joy to our lives. Thank you for your sweet heartline. With God's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News. Please feel free to share any constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May heaven fill your heart with love and illuminate your journey.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki appealed to different Iraqi group leaders to remain united in a goal of fraternal love, justice, and equality.
The newly inaugurated Ilham Marzuki University in Tunisia seeks to promote understanding of human rights and mutual respect for women.
American nutrition scientist Diane McKay has found the tea made from the antioxidant-rich roselle or hibiscus sedarica flower can help reduce high blood pressure, among other health benefits.
U.S. State Department Middle East Envoy Jeffrey Feltman hailed constructive talks with Syria as progress toward improved relations.
As the first discovery of its kind in the western Markazi province, Iranian archaeologists unearth over 80 ancient sites, including a vast residential area dating back to the Achaemenid era.
Officials from Saudi Arabia and Yemen continue discussions about collaboration in Islam-related fields.
In light of the party's recent government participation, British Foreign Office Minister Bill Rammel affirms his country's readiness to resume talks with the Lebanese Hezbollah.
The U.S. Head Start program donates $1.1 million to train 8,000 additional families in the program I Can Help My Child Stay Healthy, which saves medical costs while boosting parent knowledge and confidence.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.